In the collect for today's Mass, that is, in the opening prayer, we prayed, O God, the giver of heavenly gifts, who in the angelic youth Aloysius didst unite a wonderful innocence of life with an equal spirit of penance, grant to his merits and prayers that we who have not followed his innocence may imitate his penance. This formulary for the collect of this Mass in honor of St. Aloysius Gonzaga is used several other times in respect to very young saints who died innocently, having really burned themselves up for God in a very brief time, having kept themselves pure for God and desiring heaven alone. St. Aloysius died at age 23. His confessor, St. Robert Bellarmine, believed that he had never committed a mortal sin. And at the end of his life, St. Aloysius was given a certain knowledge through the gifts that God had bestowed upon him in his soul, that he was destined for heaven. He asked St. Robert Bellarmine on his deathbed if it was possible that anyone should go to heaven without first going to purgatory. And St. Robert said, yes, it is, and that he should hope for this grace. And he did hope for that grace. And from what he wrote to his mother on his deathbed and things that he said while he was dying, seemed that God had assured him of heaven immediately after his death. One of the interesting things about St. Aloysius is that he came from a very wealthy, noble family. The Marquis of Castiglione was his father, and they had a lot of involvement with the various royal families of Europe. He spent time also in Spain in the court of Philip II, and his father wanted Aloysius to be a soldier and placed him at a very young age among soldiers and had him learning the skills of the military. And St. Aloysius was very much, had a great affinity towards these things. And yet from the rough and sometimes blasphemous and sacrilegious behavior of the knights, he wanted to preserve his purity unsullied. And so he turned to God and very quickly acquired the grace to protect himself and to realize that God was calling him to a different way of life. And so with great difficulty and opposition, he moved towards entering the Jesuits in spite of his father's and many of his relatives' opposition to his vocation. He was immovable. And so he escaped the temptations of the kind of life that he was exposed to. While he was in the world, he was required to live in court and to be a page and to serve the needs of those that he answered to, the nobility. In that context, he managed to keep his purity and to keep his conscience clean. And then he entered religious life, which was the desire of his soul, left behind his title. He was the firstborn, so the title of Marquis was conferred upon his younger brother. And he left the world gladly, happily, without any regret. And his desire was to serve God. And then died at age 23 before he was ordained a priest, with great joy of having the opportunity to go to heaven. And so we pray, as we did in the opening prayer, that we who have not followed his innocence might follow his example of penance. He did also, while he was in court and in the Jesuits, practice extraordinary penances. Once he was in the Jesuits, they curtailed some of his vigils and prayers and fasting and scourging. But while he was in the world, under the direction of St. Bellarmine, he did extraordinary penance to preserve his chastity and his conscience. And while not all of us may be called to the extraordinary penances that St. Aloysius practiced, we can reflect that what separates good men or saints from good men is the fact that they didn't hold anything back, and their desire was to be united to God, and they cultivated that desire by their way of life, by the sacramental life, by the life of penance, and most of all, of course, by the life of prayer. They begged God continually for the grace to be one with him and to see the benefit and the joy of making whatever sacrifice was necessary to achieve that goal. And in the saints who opened themselves up to these graces, they found it a joy. They found it the focus of their life to do these things without counting the cost. And, you know, it's not simply gritting one's teeth and bearing hardship. It's not simply that certain individuals are given a natural talent for penance and prayer. No, it's rather that whoever the person is, no matter what their temptations or limitations, they struggle and persevere against their nature and continue to pray for the grace of the Holy Spirit. The saints were fortified by the gift of fortitude, which allowed them to find joy in things that were difficult and arduous, found joy in overcoming the obstacles that would ultimately lead them to God. And so let us really, with great sincerity and with a fervor of heart, take these words of the opening prayer and lift them up to God, that we might find the intercession of St. Aloysius and learn to follow him in the way of penance, even though we have not followed him in the way of innocence, and be restored to a great zeal and a great desire to serve God no matter what the cost, and to know that that is where we will always find our joy and happiness.
Yeah.